All right, let's move on. Item three, the urban design study for Wan Chai North and North Point. We're going to have an update on the study progress. This, as you know, is a joint venture, essentially, between Plan D and this task force and ACOM. I think it's a good example of how a commission and a government can work together on these studies and to come to a mutually acceptable outcome. We make progress. April, are you going to brief us, or is ACOM going to brief us?
Good afternoon, Chairman and members.
Eunice, you're going to brief us, are you?
Yes, I will present the first part, and my colleague Kenny will present the second part. First of all, we'd like to make a progress report on the status of the study. And essentially, what we have done since we last met with you is that we completed the Stage 1 PE in August of last year, and we received actually many valuable comments. And with those comments, and of course comments from the Harbourfront Commission, we have further refined the urban design framework in Harbourfront enhancement proposals. And then we are planning on launching the Stage 2 engagement probably in end May or early June. We have also tried to, keep in close contact, with the working group and the task force. And over the past several months, we actually have come before you on four separate occasions. And that included in September of last year, we met with the task force on the Stage 1 public engagement findings. And then in November, we also met with the working group to present the preliminary ideas on the Harbourfront enhancement proposals. And in February of this year, we also met with the task force again on the Stage 2 public engagement work plan and the overview on design ideas competition. And in early this month, we actually met again with the working group on the refined HEPs. On this slide, actually, we're trying to actually identify some of the key comments received, from the Harbourfront Commission. And I'll just highlight some of the key ones. In terms of the overall design concept, I think members were very clear that it is your intention that we should design, with flexibility, multifunctionality, and do not over-design in mind. And we couldn't agree with this more, and that is actually the general direction that we're adopting for the design of the Harbourfront. In terms of celebration precinct, it was stated very clearly that we should incorporate cultural and arts elements, into our design, and we should also consider extending the Sunset Plaza to the promenade. For the PSI precinct, again, couldn't agree with this more, no railing along the waterfront, and appropriate tree species with large canopy, to be incorporated. And we also talk about F&B and alfresco dining and also berthing for super yachts. For the water sports and recreation precinct, members were very concerned about the wave continuation and safety, and that is something we are paying a lot of attention on. And also marine supporting uses, including landing steps and so on and so forth. For the revitalized typhoon shelter precinct, we'll be talking about cantilevered boardwalk, and in fact, we are proposing some areas with the cantilevered boardwalk, despite the fact that it might have PHO implications. And in terms of facilities, again, members advised that we should not compromise the function of typhoon shelter. For the East Coast Park, public access to the eastern breakwater was raised, and in fact, it's confirmed that, in fact, public access is possible to the eastern breakwater. Landing steps, again, was raised, as well as pet access. Now, in terms of the working group comments received on May the 6th, there are a few that I would like to summarize for members' consideration. Number one is that the HEPs should benefit the general public at large. That is certainly has always been our intention from the very beginning. The technical and operational requirements of the marine and water sports users and activities should be taken into consideration in HEPs. And apart from the water sports and recreational uses, marine uses with the associated supporting facilities to be incorporated. And marine mooring efficiency should be taken into consideration in the revitalization of the Causeway Bay Typhoon Shelter. And finally, there are comments on design of the park, open spaces for pedestrians, cyclists, landscape decks, and proposed cantilever decks. And as I mentioned before, we'll be looking at launching the P2 in end of this month or early June. And so, you know, the work involved would be we'll have a roving exhibition in June and July of this year. And in addition, we'll have focus group meetings that will be held probably in June, probably maybe in July sometime. In addition, we'll be meeting with the professional institutes, the water sports and recreation related groups, as well as the arts and cultural groups. And in addition, we'll be having meetings with the Eastern District Council, as well as the Wan Chai District Council in June, July. And finally, there'll be two public workshops to be held in July of this year. And the whole public engagement process will take about 2 months to complete. And then what I'd like to do actually is at the request of the Secretariat and for the benefit of those members who were not at the working group meeting, I would like to take this opportunity to get Kenny to recap some of the materials and to present some of the materials that we presented at the last working group meeting for those members who were not at at that meeting. So I'll pass the time over to Kenny.
Thank you. Thank you, Eunice, Chairman and members. I will quickly go through a lot of some of the more specific comments that were received from the past meetings. Because some of the members were not at the working group meeting last time, so I'll try to go through that as quickly as I can. This one is showing the refined urban design framework plan and what is some of the changes compared to earlier this year is mainly to take into account some of the updates that particularly on the pedestrian network, a lot of the existing or planned committed connections have been incorporated. We had also put a lot more focus onto the water sports elements, so we had changed the name of one of the precincts to Water Sports and Recreation Precinct and start to look into a lot for more further into the PCWA area. In terms of bike trail system, we had also made some updates in terms of some of the bottlenecks and how we can try to achieve a more continuous cycle track network along the waterfront. And also various other urban design elements were updated in terms of some of the major view corridors, activity notes, so on and so forth. Onto the precinct, and these would be some of the more specific kind of design-focused comments that we've collected. For Celebration Precinct, this is really just to show the design intention of the precinct, which we want to strengthen the identity and ceremonial significance of the square, and also to reinforce the area as a tourist attraction, as well as a public venue for our Hong Kong residents. Some of the comments we noted were to include more outdoor seatings along this area, and we have certainly incorporated as much, particularly on the western side, what we call the Sunset Plaza, as well as along the northern promenade and around the Golden Bohemia's Plaza. We had also looked into the landscape deck to the west of Convention Center. We tried to widen the landscape deck to just about 13 meters wide. Hopefully that we can introduce some sort of art and exhibition activities on the landscape deck in the future. Now, detailed design would be subject to further examination. Onto the Pierside Precinct, some of the comments that we received were mainly in terms of some of the water elements and creating more active kind of waterfront. For example, we have incorporated a waterfront area just on the eastern corner there, what we call the water play area, which will be somewhere that we can introduce children to play inside with knee-height kind of water features and fountains, so on and so forth. There will be shading devices as well. We also included a dry fountain at the central portion, which is what we call the Market Plaza, which would be more or less of a water feature that goes with some of the outdoor dining facilities there. Comments were raised on the EVA access as well as lay-bys spaces, and we had certainly made reference to the design from WD2 incorporated a EVA access Just next to the big lawn space, and it would extend towards the east and west along the waterfront to serve a wider area. There are also three new lay-bys included, two along our box, our retail boxes along Hong Hing Road, Road P2, and then one is towards the further west, further east. For the water sports and recreation precinct, some of the comments raised a lot on marine uses and supporting facilities. That's something that we definitely had looked into further and incorporated into our design. There were also comments on how we can introduce more uses along the pier finger, and we had incorporated some kiosk as well as a lot of pavilion areas that could possibly allow for flea markets or weekend events activities along the pier arm there. We had also noted some of the feedback on the urban beach. We had reduced the size and to allow for a wider kind of a promenade area on the pier, where keeping that urban beach just around that corner space to catch the sun. These are some of the proposals that we are looking into, how we can further introduce any extension of the promenade. One of them is to proposed some streetscape enhancement along Hong Hing Road, which is just near the entrance of the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club. This would be something that we need to further negotiate with the stakeholders. Another possibility that we noted from Stage 1 PE is that some of the public members really do want to see if there could be connection to extend along Kellett Island, particularly along the western side. Now, this is still an initial idea that we are exploring, and we are examining further, and we will touch base with Yacht Club when time is right. In terms of the Typhoon Shelter Precinct, definitely a lot of the comments were on the proposed cantilever decks, and we had looked into a possible idea to include a cantilever deck, particularly on the eastern edge where the seawall is slightly more sloped, and possibly extending it through Tin Hau Temple into North Point. And we also introduced the a viewing deck on the northern breakwater. This is something that we always wanted to introduce since PE1. In terms of connecting people there, though, we will probably need to rely on sampan services as previously discussed. And lastly, the East Coast Park. Comments were raised on marine facilities, and we had definitely made reference to the plans under Central Wan Chai Bypass, indicating all the landing steps that's planned, as well as shading and supporting facilities. Accessing to the rooftop landscape deck, that's also something that we had clarified with Highways Department, and we should know that in terms of access, it's feasible, but there would need to be some enabling works in the future to allow people to get onto the landing step. Larger lawn spaces, we had definitely introduced some of the larger open space and exercise areas, particularly the ones in circles. We have also ensured that pedestrian access can go through into the East Coast Park through the southern edge of our park, which is particularly near the administration building. We had made reference to a footpath connection as well as public open space near the future development site, which can pretty much turn into the eastern tip of our East Coast Park and connecting to the IEC boardwalk. And this is a pedestrian network plan just to show an update of all the existing and planned connections, elevated at grade and underground. Existing ones are in green. Elevated ones are in yellow. So this is just to show a more comprehensive view of the pedestrian network. We also have a cycling plan. Like I said before, we have tried to look into how we can possibly create a continuous bike trail. We do know that there are still difficulties at some of the bottlenecks, but we had tried to introduce pretty much as much of a continuous line from the PCWA through through the Typhoon Shelter into North Point. The ones that are in brown on this diagram are ones that would definitely be able to be riding bicycles. The sections in green are possibly the ones that would be so-called broken. They might have to alight their bikes and push their bikes along. But we will look into this a little bit further as we go into Stage 2 PE. And lastly, this is a public transport plan just to show a lot of the public transport facilities existing and planned, including rail stations, exits, bus stops, and all the existing or planned lay-by facilities in our area. Lastly, this is just to show our Stage 2 public engagement digest in terms of content. We will have all the proposals and the details inside this booklet just to seek members of the public in terms of their comments and views. It is already under preparation. And thank you. That's a wrap up for a lot of the comments.
Thank you very much. I think we make some good progress. Thank you. Thank you. Just draw members' attention, Paul's been doing a lot of homework, good work. You'll see two pages of comments from him which have been tabled, and then a response from the study team. These are for your reference, not for you to comment on now, but useful input. Thank you, Paul. Can I just ask about the... you talked about the wave attenuation possibility at the entrance, the mouth to this, to the water sports and recreation precinct. How far have we got with that? Because that has such an impact on what you can do in that very special area of water. You know, I can't help feeling we're not maximising, if you like, on the opportunity there. So I'm very interested to hear how you're getting on with wave attenuation. Because without it, I'm not sure you can make full use of that basin.
Sure, Chairman. We had went back and seek for a lot of the information that we have from our marine specialist. And preliminary, we had made reference to some of the wave models that were developed under the WD2 project. And we find out that under normal condition, there would be waves of what they call significant wave height of just around up to 1 meter, expecting along the near shore areas of Wan Chai and Causeway Bay. But the wave model at that time were mostly focusing on the near shore water areas, but not including the typhoon shelter and the PCWA water body. So we are using that information as a basis and making some of the assumptions from our marine engineers that we could take that as a reference for particularly the water body in PCWA. And there were also feedback from them saying that the current pier finger could definitely act as sheltering to the water coming in, but there might be some waves approaching from the opening just on the top right corner around northeast area. There might be some residual waves coming in that would need some mitigation measures and management measures in the future. That's the information we have so far. We'll definitely look into this a little bit more details to find out more if there are any issues.
Can you just help us on timing? How long is that going to take?
We should probably have some more findings by the next time we meet with the committee.
Thank you. Thank you. Members, questions? A lot of you participated quite actively in the development of this study, so... Peter, please.
I don't have too many points, but I'll restrict my comments to the Water Supports and Recreation Precinct. I wonder if this might just require a little more thought. There's, of course, nothing wrong in water sports, but whether we totally commit to this area, which is focused on the maritime basin, rather than perhaps evaluate the overall merits of this with the Kaitak Basin in terms of water sports. I don't think we need to make two heroic conclusions here and put all our eggs in one basket. I think also we do have to be careful that we don't allocate sports or sailing facilities that might only have intermittent use, such as super yacht moorings in connection with the Volvo race and things like that. Of course, the yacht club can use this for all sorts of things, but it does suggest to me that perhaps we should be looking at giving a little bit more consideration to utilising this very unique basin, the only one on the north side of Hong Kong Island, for maritime heritage, sort of interlocking the maritime museum with historical vessels that in fact we could move them there temporarily, we could move them out somewhere else if it's required for temporary super yacht moorings and so on. I am a little bit dubious about the urban beach and the Lido. I think we have pretty good provision of swimming pools in the various districts in Hong Kong, and very easy accessibility to beaches. So whether again we really concentrate on that, I would put a question. All uses very clearly have to be compatible. And lastly, wave attenuation, of course, does require very careful wave modelling. If there are to be any boat moorings at all, they have to be protected for obvious reasons, also insurance reasons and so on. So that is quite an important factor before we commit ourselves to the water sports option, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Eunice asked, let's collect the questions and maybe you can answer them collectively in a minute. Please. Yeah. Yes, please.
It's more of a suggestion. I would really strongly advocate the inclusion of public arts, a lot more public arts in this project. Now, certainly there are a lot of successful cases around the world, even along Riverside or Waterfront, using public arts. The team has done very well in the planning process, but if you look into the actual space, at the end of the day, is, as we all know, hard paving, lawn, water, benches, and so on and so forth, and it's hard to form memory or character, and public art would help a lot. So in a very pragmatic sense, I hope this would also, this area or this project would also be one of the pioneers that if we could allocate a particular percentage of the budget dedicated for public arts, say, I don't know, 1 or 2 or 3% in this project, and this would certainly give a lot more interest along this particular area. Thank you.
Thank you. Franklin, please.
Yes, thank you, Chair. While I have raised some points during the working group session, I have some additional points for the team to consider. Please bear with me. So one is about the artificial beach at the Water Sports and Recreation Precinct. I think it's good to try and see how the public receive this urban beach idea. But I also noticed, like from overseas examples, like in Paris, they also have this kind of artificial beach, but then they don't do it in winter. In winter, they will have other activities there. So I would like to see, what are planned there in winters. The second point is about dead end. I observe there are some dead ends here along the waterfront. One is at the I think that's the breakwater in the typhoon shelter precinct, and one is at the I think it's ventilation tower at the East Coast Park precinct. And for these locations, I think we have to be very careful, because if there are no particularly attractive activities happening there or a particularly attractive landmark there, then people, maybe they will go there once, but then once they notice there is nothing there, then they will never go there, especially for the typhoon shelter, where you have to travel by sampan to that breakwater, and then you have to take the sampan back to the shore again. So I would really suggest to seriously consider some activities at the breakwater there. And if the land area is very restrictive there, and how about some temporary pontoons for temporarily arranged activities? So please consider that, and also try to dress up the ventilation tower at the East Coast Park precinct, and see if you can make a landmark there, then people will actually go out to there and not waste the very prominent location at the waterfront there. A third point is about the bicycle. Could we, or have we considered the rent and ride system? Is there a trial system that okay? So please consider that. And the fourth and last point is I think we have a very good PSI precinct there, where you have a new pier. And it's, I think it would be suitable for use for a shuttle system between like here and North Point and here and the West Kowloon Cultural District, etc. More touristy oriented shuttle system on the harbour. So please consider that also. Thank you, Chair.
Please.
Thank you, Chair. Speaking on the water sports and recreation precinct, I think you probably will experience large amount of audiences from time to time. I think certain public facilities will have to incorporate it, such as toilet, maybe the audience stands, things like that. You have to bear that in mind. And speaking on behalf of ADC, I think the art and cultural elements shouldn't just be incorporated in the celebration precinct, should be incorporated everywhere, not only the art walk. I think it will be well received by the ADC Council. Thanks so much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Paul?
Yeah, thanks for the detailed responses to my detailed questions. Just three points that I'd like to raise. At the convention centre, there are restaurants, and I notice in the plan that there is no suggestion that we can have al fresco dining outside those existing restaurants, which I think is a missed opportunity because it provides us high-quality facilities instead of kiosks. So can we do something about that to make sure that we have al fresco? And I noticed that there, I can't see very well, but it looks like there's an EVA right outside the building, or whether the EVA could be set back at least by a few meters so that there is al fresco dining right at the windows, and therefore those restaurants can provide quality food, because otherwise we only have kiosk food, which I don't think is very polite to our many visitors from the mainland, that they can only get kiosk food or 7-Eleven food. The other thing is the coach parking. You said these are indicated in the public transport plan. Can we have a bit of a better indication that there are sufficient, and how many are currently being used officially and unofficially, and then how many are being provided for? To me, it's not very clear that we're going to have adequate facilities. The walkway between Exhibition Station and the Wanchai Ferry Pier has, to me, is a great opportunity for a real feature for the waterfront. And if you imagine in front of Great Eagle Center, the Exhibition Station and the outside, then the Wanchai Ferry Pier, you can see it here in the green area. Imagine that to be a really wide walkway, almost the width of the ferry pier itself. Then it provides shading below for people to do whatever they want to do in the shade, but it also provides a magnificent feature that people can see things and view, a massive viewing deck. And I see you've gone slightly bigger to 12 meters wide, but why can't that be a real feature and bigger and more interesting, and rather than a walkway that is currently says elevated walkway, which is the horrific kind of transport department idea of walkways. Can we get a real feature out of it, a real feature design out of it? And I hope that can be made a priority, and hence that suggestion that was being made. I still see that there is a suggestion that we get bollards only at the landing steps. And I think that we need bollards along much of the waterfront, where otherwise vessels could either by special permission or regularly land, or where we may have features. So they should be designed in. If you don't have them, you can't do anything. You can't tie anything up. And if you just have it at landing steps are only to get people on and off the boat safely, not to attach something permanently or semi-permanently or for a full day. It's only to land at for a few moments and then you move away. You don't hang around. So we need bollards along the full stretch of the waterfront, I would say, up to the area where the Wanchai ferry pier maneuvering of ferry piers starts, because you don't want to be in a conflict with them. But from there on, all the way to the area, to the yacht club, I would suggest. Chairman, the wave attenuation, I think it's a missed opportunity not to have it included in the digest, or at least a reference to it, or a dotted line, or any suggestion that it's being researched. because public overriding needs tests, it requires full discussion with the community. We start to educate early. It should not just be an education within this group here. We should work with the community, get their understanding, and not having it included at all, I think is not good. And I suggest that you're already have this indicated here and visually indicated so people can think about that that is what is going to be needed if we want to have little kids playing on small boats in that basin. Because that basin, there's a lot of reflection of the wall and it's just not safe for a lot of activities under a lot of weather circumstances. And it needs to be resolved.
I think you said 3 points, Paul.
I didn't say 3 points, but I just see if I have... a few more that I like to highlight at this stage, which I think needs to be addressed in this the metered parking spaces. I mean, I see that along Hong Hing Road we're maintaining some of the existing on-street parking spaces. Why are we keeping any of them? Why not removing all? You know, any suggestion that it says here that with some existing will be removed? Why not we remove all the parking, street parking spaces there that are a real issue? Chairman, a question on 146. The kind of like long-term design intention to reserve a strip of land on Kallet Island for public access, has that been agreed with the York Club? I understand that public access is possible on this drawing up to the first, to the red point, which is the existing potential or planned and existing landing step. But past it to that little breakwater, that would have a significant impact on the operations of that club. But if you haven't agreed it, why do you include it and basically set up the community for a conflict with the club or a club with a conflict with the community? I just don't understand why that is being done. Is that you don't like the club, or you hate it because it's a club, or I don't know. I don't understand why you don't show it up to where it's done, or you have already agreed with them that's going to be done. And we don't do this for the police club, but we do it for the Hong Kong. Oh, yes, I just don't get that, Chairman. I think that arrow should end at the first red point. And if in the future you agree with something with the club, then but I don't think you have agreed this with the club. So I would think that it's wrong to include something that you haven't got some level of agreement on. And then finally, Chairman, the noise barriers. Do we have noise barriers or not? We have noise barriers along Hiram's Highway through a residential neighborhood. We have noise barriers along Victoria Park. But we can't have noise barriers along some section of our promenade. To me, the Victoria Park Road and the entrance to the tunnel are very, very noisy, and they're going to have a significant impact on what happens there along the promenade and the enjoyment of the promenade, let alone air pollution and dust from those moving vehicles. Air quality would improve and so on. But here we're not suggesting, we're just saying noise barriers are not preferred in view of potential adverse visual impacts. But we're not talking about air quality and ability for people to breathe and hear each other. So I found that a very limited statement, especially given the massive amount of traffic that comes to very close proximity to people, irrespective of whether EPD agrees with it or not. But we're doing this, as I say, Hiram's Highways we're doing, in Victoria Park we're doing it. So I'm very confused why noise barriers would not be included for the community to be aware of that may be necessary if you want to be able to enjoy those promenades.
Thank you. Eunice, initial reactions, some things you may want to take away, just some general comments if you can on what you've heard.
Thank you, Chairman. I think those are all very, very good comments, and we'll certainly follow up on that. On the specific ones, again, the issue of wave attenuation, we have heard members' comments. We definitely are looking into it, and we will have actually more sort of technical details available hopefully soon, and pursuant to Paul's comments, if appropriate, we'll be looking at maybe incorporating, you know, something in a digest to reflect that. We are, you know, sort of, you know, we've heard you, and that's certainly something that we're now working on. You know, in terms of the, you know, the urban beach concept, one of the reasons why we are actually incorporating it into our current design is in the first stage public engagement. In fact, we've received a lot of public requests for just that. You know, a lot of, you know, particularly younger generation, younger people said, look, it would be nice. We do not have any sort of beach area in the entire Victoria Harbour, even though we do have a lot of beaches in Hong Kong. And they say, why not? You know, so, you know, we put that in, and perhaps in a stage two engagement, we'll get some more public feedback. And, you know, if more public appears to be sort of, you know, asking for it, then perhaps we would keep it. If not, then perhaps in the next stage, we could probably look at refining it and maybe deleting it. In terms of public art, absolutely. At this stage, we haven't really looked at, you know, the details of what kind of art, but this is certainly something that, you know, we, the study team supports. And, you know, as we, you know, sort of move along in a more detailed design stage, perhaps we can look at appropriate areas for provision of some public art. Currently, in the celebration precinct, we are sort of recommending the art walk, but there might be other areas that might be appropriate. But mind you, you know, the areas, you know, for the entire harbourfront, basically, it's sort of pretty narrow. So we do have to think about, you know, the appropriate locations for them. But again, you know, we certainly support, you know, the public art idea. For the pontoons and also the water shuttle and also bike rental, to go back, bike rental, we definitely are recommending it. In fact, we do not envisage that, you know, the cyclists would be bringing their own bike. We would encourage them to come and rent a bike and then ride along, and we'd have, you know, different checkpoints so that, you know, they can, you know, rent a bike and then drop it off, you know, in certain locations. So that is absolutely what we're planning on doing. Water taxi, water shuttle, we've been advocating that actually for a very long time. There are some hurdles there. You know, basically, we have to find the right operator, and we also have to have government support as well. But the water taxi idea, in fact, we would definitely like to, you know, include in a future waterfront. And the idea of linking, you know, this side of the harbour, you know, to, let's say, the West Kowloon Cultural District is a fantastic idea. And I think that's certainly something that the government in general, you know, should pursue further. And I think that's a brilliant idea. In terms of the dead ends, yes, that is something that we need to look into. You know, the part next to the yacht club, again, as Paul mentioned earlier, perhaps we might, you know, sort of, you know, modify the plan slightly. You know, basically what we'd like to see if, you know, we can continue, you know, the public access up to a certain point. Now, how far that would go, of course, is subject to agreement with the yacht club. But essentially, I think that's, you know, we would like to, you know, at least allow some public access. So, you know, that part of the dead end, you know, probably we can only do so much, but we can't, you know, do more. The other part of that end, yes, we definitely, you know, need to think further. But again, that's already in place, and you know, we will, you know, look at the design of that area a little bit more to make sure that it will be at least somewhat interesting, rather than, you know, going and facing in an area that that leads to nowhere. The use of the beach in winter, again, we're a little bit different from the weather in Paris. We're not as cold. So presumably, we would be able to still use that area in the winter somewhat. Maybe we can't jump into water. We cannot anyways. But at least that area, there could still be, you know, some public use, despite the fact that, you know, it's a winter. And hopefully, we'd still have a beach there eventually. Public facilities, yes, we definitely would be providing public facilities in key locations. We haven't shown it in the detailed plan, but that is planned, that they will have the regular facilities. Alfresco dining at the convention center, couldn't agree more, but we need to get agreement with the convention center people. We will be meeting with them again to pursue those ideas, but absolutely, alfresco dining, it would be perfect if we can. Coach parking, we are providing additional coach parking for a total of 24 spaces in a Convention Center Avenue, and in one single street we'll have an additional 9 spaces. So we'll be adding 30 somewhat additional coach parking spaces. In terms of the ball arts, yes, absolutely. We couldn't show all the details on our plan, but you know, can't agree more. If there could be provisions for more ball arts along waterfront, we'll definitely look into that as far as possible. In fact, it would be preferred to have more ball arts and more fences. So absolutely, we'd like to look into that. Meter parking spaces. In fact, our region proposal was to remove all of them. But again, we have some very strong objection from the transport department, and because of that, you know, we would be keeping about 13 spaces. But most of the other spaces we are recommending to remove. I think at this moment, this is current proposal. That number is not absolute, and that could be adjusted somewhat as appropriate. Again, we're keeping some of that because of, you know, the perception of public need. If there's no public need for it, then absolutely we should take them all out. Noise barriers, final point. This is a tough one. I mean, the public may have a lot of comments about noise barriers. I personally have some concerns about noise barriers, but I understand in this location, the noise is a real issue. Initially, we were thinking of providing landscaping and some setback, you know, to allow for that. But in the meantime, you know, if members feel strongly about noise barriers, we certainly can look into that. But, you know, again, you know, these two options, I think we need to look at further. Can't say one is better than the other. Noise barriers, you know, are functional, you know, from certain perspective, but, you know, they may not be necessarily, you know, very desirable from a design perspective. So those are our quick response at this stage, Chairman.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I think I'm going to draw a line here, if you don't mind. We've had a good discussion. Thank you, Eunice. Thank you, Kenny. Good luck with the engagement exercise. I think takeaways, art, I think even if you don't show it, mention it. I think very good point about, you know, we should be seeing much more art along the waterfront. So I think pick that up. The attenuation, the water, the barrier, even if it's not shown on plan, I think it should be mentioned in text that it's something you're looking at as a possibility, to so that we can do more things within the water area. And I think perhaps sound the community on sound barriers. I think you know, it's an opportunity when you're engaging to see how strongly they feel, what support you might have for sound barriers in those particular locations. And I think the only other thing I would suggest is again on the water precinct, maybe invite community to challenge you, and if you like, you've come up with your beach, your floating pool, etc. But it's a pretty bland use of a very, very useful area, a very valuable area, I think. Maybe part of just one question in the engagement, or one part of the engagement could be to see if what the community really think could be done with that area and what they would support. I think it's such a special area that we mustn't miss the opportunity. Thank you.
Very quickly on the point of on public art, there really is no need to restrict it, as Alvin and Henry said, to one particular area. And do not worry about the narrow promenade. Hong Kong artists, if there's one thing they're good at, and I've met many and worked with them, they can work in tight space, and they're used to it, and just tell them whatever is available, they will get the job done. So don't worry about the tight promenade. They will, I don't know how to say this in English, but they will get it done. Yeah.
Okay. Peter, quick one.
Could I briefly add to your last comment, Mr. Chairman? The harbour really is the reason for Hong Kong's very existence. Without the harbour, there would have been no Hong Kong. The one thing the 76 kilometres of our central harbourfront have in common is that there's absolutely no historical reference anywhere to its maritime history. I think we do really have a unique opportunity here, right in the middle of the central harbour. We've hidden the Maritime Museum away behind glass walls. There's no harbour interface. The only old boats we see are model ones. even if people actually know where the Maritime Museum is in the first place. If we look at all the old photos and paintings of Hong Kong 100 years ago, the harbour was full of ancient junks, galleons, clipper ships. This is probably the last opportunity to actually integrate real references, which would, I think, add something of a landmark identity to this area, and in fact the whole of the northern foreshore of Hong Kong. It would add colour, it would add attraction, it would actually be, I think, a strong visitor attraction as well. So I think in terms of what you've just said, selling it to the public, we should see more of this and at least give the public an idea of what this place could actually look like in terms of its real identity. I see no downside to this at all. It will be easy, it will be relatively cheap. You could fill this area full of old craft for the price that government has given to the district councils, $100 million, to come up with sort of vague ideas as to performance areas and bits of landscape. So I think we should try to sell this idea, you know, not just ask the public for what they're most likely to see, in which case we would probably get reactions like a children's playground or something. You know, we've really got to kind of see what we think would actually work here and what would be effective and try to sell this as well and generate real feedback from the public. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you try and weave that into the engagement, Eunice? Thank you. Please.
Sorry, Chairman, very quick comment up. I make a lot of comment in the working section, which I will not repeat. But one comment make in the working section, I want the consultant team to really follow up is we said possible to provide public parking provision in the senior police officer club. And then about the noise barrier, unless there is a physical design which can convince me, I will strongly object to have any noise barrier outside the yacht club. For the urban beach and the public art, just suggest the project team to consider, you know, about the public art, actually you should create some kind of public art which the general public can sort of participate. You know, good example is the along the south bank of River Thames in London, which is really great. For the urban beach, I will urge our member not to view the nature or the beach in the adult point of view. For children, beach is a fantastic place, please. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I really am going to draw a line now. Eunice, thank you very much. I say good luck with the engagement. Keep us briefed. When do you think you'll be back to see us again?
Chairman, actually, we would come back when we have some comments from the public and report the comments from the engagement to the Harbouring Commission. I think our engagement will last for 2 months and it will likely complete in August. But during the public engagement, we do have some public events. We do hope members could support us, especially for the focus group meeting for the professional institutes and the two public workshops. Actually, with members' participation, members could have an advanced look of the general public views in these programs.
Okay. Christine, perhaps you might just recirculate those dates to members so that members are aware. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.